CSIRO research suggests that container deposit schemes significantly reduce the amount of rubbish that ends up in our oceans, showing in some cases it falls by 40%. Currently, New South Wales, South Australia and the Northern Territory have container deposit schemes in place, while WA and Queensland have programs set to start in 2019. And while there's debate about different types of schemes, scientists say that expanding them would have a positive impact for our oceans. Flint Duxfield reports.
In New South Wales, the state's container deposit scheme has been in place for almost 3 months. But even on the streets of Sydney, finding somewhere to deposit a bottle through the state's new return and earn scheme can be challenging. An online map indicates a local convenience store should be able to give me 10 cents for my empty bottles. But when I arrive, I get a different story.
Is this a place for a container deposits?
I'm okay, start this day. Wednesday is good.
It's your first day in the job?
Yeah.
Okay.
With no luck there, I head to Central Train Station, where there's supposed to be a deposit machine.
Hi, I'm Flint. I'm with the ABC. I'm just trying to find the container deposit scheme bin where you can put your plastic bottles and your cans. Do you know where that is?
I don't have any idea. I haven't seen anything, though I'm working here.
After asking several people who have no idea where the machine is, eventually I find it.
Yes, next to the garbage there is what looks like a vending machine with a big return and earn logo on the front. Although at the moment it says stop, assistance required, please wait or contact customer hotline. We apologise for the inconvenience.
My efforts to return a bottle may not have succeeded today, but according to the New South Wales State Government, the scheme has been a success, with more than 100 million containers returned since the start of December when the scheme began. The state recently joined South Australia and the Northern Territory, which already have container deposit levies in place. And while the schemes have their critics, new research suggests paying people to return containers does have significant benefits for the environment.
So what we find is a 40% reduction in the amount of beverage containers in those states and territories that have the legislation than those that don't.
Dr. Britta Denise Hardesty is a principal research scientist with the CSIRO. Her team examined litter data along coastlines in Australia and the US and found a significant difference between states which do have container deposit schemes and those which don't.
We looked at the ratio, the number or amount of lids compared to beverage containers in those states that had a CDL or a container deposit legislation compared to the states where you didn't have that. We find a really different ratio of lids to containers in states with CDL and states without, giving stronger evidence or stronger credence to our finding that yes, indeed, it's not just that people drink more or drink less in particular states, but that it really does look like the container deposit legislation is effective.
But for the scheme to be effective, people need to have a collection point to return their containers to, which can be a challenge, especially in regional areas. For Daphne and Kevin from Taree on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, the lack of nearby container collection points is a major disincentive.
We're in a country area and our closest one's Tunicurry, which is 20 kilometres away, so it's not worth it.
Not good.
So if there was one in Taree, do you think people would be...
I'm sure they would.
Dr. Hardesty says ensuring the scheme is accessible in areas of socioeconomic disadvantage is key.
We actually see a bigger difference, so a stronger reduction in the amount of beverage containers that are ending up on the ground in areas of lower socioeconomic standing. And those areas of lower socioeconomic status tend to be where we find more trash or litter in general anyhow. So perhaps targeting some of those areas might prove to be ultra effective in reducing the issue and providing some economic benefits for people in those areas.
Dr. Britta Denise Hardesty, Flint Duxfield, our reporter.